Hello. We are about to embark on a journey to a faraway place. A planet very similar to ours, but with its own evolutionary history. It's called Ankara. Humans will visit this planet one day, but we don't have to wait. We can travel there together, now, in our minds. Take a moment to place your human body into a comfortable position. If you do this sort of thing often, get into the position you have had the best success with. Okay, now start with your shoulders and neck. Is there any tension? Let it go. Settle in and close your eyes. For the next 10 or so minutes, we'll leave our cares at our feet and take a cosmic journey together. Fill your lungs with nourishing air. And let it all go. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. With each exhalation, feel your body getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You are what's known as a tardigrade, a tiny little creature. You are shaped like a bear, a microscopic bear. The end of your bulbous snout looks like a bundt cake, and you have 8 stubby feet. The surface of you resembles a rhinoceros, rough all over, with ripples running down your sides. You, my little tardigrade, are the most abundant species in the entire galaxy. Your kind have traveled the stars, hitching rides on the backs of asteroids and comets, landing on Ankara many millions of years ago. Right here, right now, you feel a buoyant warmth all around you. Let it support your body. Melt into it. You are floating in liquid, contained within an animal's abdomen. Do you hear that? Thump, thump. This is the heartbeat of your host. Surrender to this living animal's inner cadence. This is your home. And dinner is about to be served. You feel a vibration on your left side body. It grows more and more intense, lighting you up with energy and intention. It's a message from one of your kin.
Attention all tardigrades. There is a worm in Sector 2. Repeat, worm in Sector 2.
Tardigrades like you have learned to communicate with each other by creating tiny vibrations in the liquid world around you. This communication system has led tardigrades to develop laws, specialized careers, mating and child-rearing rituals, and even spirituality. As you start to swim toward the action, you feel other tardigrades calling out. Your hungry body pulsates with information. Some tardigrades are announcing their plans to control the perimeter and cut off escape paths. Others want to link up and create netting.
Over here!
Come towards me!
More towards the head!
It's 13 lengths south of the pancreas.
Cover its tail!
I'm 35 degrees south-southeast. Wow, it's big.
Your eyes are weak, but you're close enough to make out the worm. It's big. 10 or so times your size and flaunting its juiciness. There are now hundreds of tardigrades around you. Feel your body tingle as urgent commands reach a fever pitch.
Three more over here.
No one's covering the tail.
You join your crew, reaching your eight stubby feet out wide and integrating yourself into the netting. Things are getting heated in this abdomen. The tardigrade-linked web fully surrounds the worm. The hunt is on. Then, one by one, tardigrades announce they're pulling out of the net.
Letting go now.
Contracting it tighter and tighter around the prey. You are so close to the worm. The net is pulsating with energy and one unified message.
Three.
The worm's liquidy insides fill your mouth. It's so delicious. You ravenously tear for more, more, more. In mere moments, the meal is but a memory. And in its place, hundreds of roly-poly tardigrades fall into a satiated slumber. When your ancestors first arrived on Ankara, many found themselves in food-scarce environments. They had to learn how to hunt together in order to survive. Hunting massive prey is extraordinarily dangerous, and your ancestors needed to connect and trust before risking their lives for one another. Empathy, the ability to transport one's consciousness into other beings, evolved right alongside the ability to group hunt. With language came poetry. Yes, you adorable little water bears love poetry. In fact, it's the primary way folks like you court your love interests. It's your mating dance. Eight arms, eight vessels to express my love. A radiance, a specter of death. Trapped beyond your vanities. Stardust brought us to this destiny. Covers us sweetly, a shimmering bounty of worlds to come. Syrup sweet drip and dazzle, draw me into myself. Limb over limb, safely back. My darling, be a home for yourself and for me. These are famous poems by a tardigrade who lived many generations ago. They were passed down 100 times and still live with your community. You will recite them to your children, and they will get to ponder them too. You're rocked awake with a jolt and realize the mammalian body, which is your entire world, shudders more violently than anything you've ever experienced. Suddenly, you feel a lurch of momentum as you're ejected through the animal's wounded flesh. As soon as you hit the air outside, you tuck all your feet in and bury your head into your chest. Feel your skin secrete a thick syrup. The syrup spreads all over, crystallizing you into a tight ball. Your face is tucked into your belly, and your eight stubby feet fold in around the rest of you. You start to notice the syrup getting thicker and thicker around you. slowly the world gets dimmer until it goes completely dark. Messages from your fellow tardigrades come in faintly, if at all, and a gnawing hunger dulls your senses. Surrender to your new shape. Your body feels heavy, but supported. Here in your cocoon, you will be your own safe harbor, your own home, until a new host comes along, which may not be for a very long while. But your cocoon is designed to last indefinitely, even in the vacuum of space. Who knows where you'll find home next? But until then, enjoy your sleep. Welcome back to Earth. You're free to refill your mind with all the little worries and banalities that seemed so important before. In the next episode of Meditations, we'll embody a creature with a dark and complex evolutionary history, one that lives deep underground. Until then, see if you can transport back to the oceanic depths of Ankara, where for a brief moment you were a tiny, mighty little tardigrade. That was episode 2 of Meditations, the new Spacetime Diary project, written by Janice Morgan and Gon Patel, composed by Girl Cosmo, co-produced by Girl Cosmo, Daniel Linus, and Gon Patel.